want to experience the room? My name is Wendy Parker, and I'm extending an invitation to you, dear friend, to open the door to my podcast. So come inside where it's warm, take off your coat, get comfortable, and together we will discover the spacious room. Hey there, and welcome to this week's podcast of The Spacious Room. Damage control. Why God is bigger than your mistakes. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, then it means that you're still breathing. And if you're still breathing, then God still has a purpose for your life. And believe me, God is far, far bigger than any mistake you've ever made and ever likely to make. He's more than enough to heal the wounds that have been inflicted on you by the hunter, Satan. But the trouble with our elk-like behaviour is that we go into damage control and take measures to minimise the effect that the hunter's arrows have caused. And then running away becomes our mantra. And running away then becomes our story. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't take responsibility for our mistakes, sins or mishaps. You know, sometimes it's the only way we can learn some truthful lessons. However, what if we turned damage control on its head and saw it as controlled damage? I mean, isn't that what the hunter Satan wants? He wants to control the damage where he wounds us, and that starts a blood trail that keeps us running for years. And as believers, we should be savvier when it comes to looking out for the hunter, using our discernment as we navigate the path of this Christian life. Because Satan takes advantage of our brain fog sometimes, and he uses the same tactic of controlled damage he used on Peter in Luke 22:31. It says, Jesus says to Peter, Satan has asked for you. The cruel hunter, he wants to sift you like wheat. And as his poison arrows probe deep into your flesh, draining your faith until all you can do is to minimize the effects of the wounding is to go into damage control, and then you end up hiding in the deep shadows of the forest, trying to salvage and soothe what little faith you have left. However, in Psalm 139, King David's poetic song talks about how God knows him. He writes that God perceives every moment, every thought. He reads his heart like an open book. So the question is, if God is constantly with us, why is the hunter Satan allowed to wound us with his controlled damage? You know, if God knows every step of our journey before it even begins, why does he not save us from all the pain and the heartache? Because he gives us free will. And like elks who live in the wild, we too want to go our own way and we want to do our own thing. And sometimes elks get put in parklands, and park rangers' job is to take care of them, but they want to break out the safe parameters of that parkland, and they ignore the park ranger whose job it is to take care of them. Now, looking back as a teenager in my own life, I was in damage control for years because I strayed from the safe path. I wanted to do my own thing and go my own way, which allowed the hunter Satan to control the damage he did to my faith. And as he watched the poison arrowhead of a verbal outburst by a pastor at our church, our pastor, it drained my faith. And it caused me to become wounded and on the run, and it started a blood trail that went for years. And nobody, not even my parents, no one stood up for me for the day when the pastor hurled accusations at me right in the church foyer. And I was made to feel that my silly teenage rebellion that was littered with bad choices and stupid mistakes was completely my fault. And yeah, part of it was. However, looking back at that time in my life, I was surrounded by really unhealthy Christians who actually fueled my rebellion rather than actually help me and mentor me. And then I ran away from church at the tender age of 15, and the controlled damage Satan had inflicted upon me left me wounded and on the run. Now, King David, in his psalm, he questions, he says to God, Well, where could I go from your spirit? Where could I run and hide from your face? Oh, but we do, don't we? We run from the Holy Spirit because we feel the shame of the mistakes that we've made. We run from God's face so we can hide in the shadows, thinking that the herd of Christians that surrounded us was there to protect us from the hunter. David writes in Psalm 139, verse 5, that God never leaves us, even in the pain of abandonment and brokenness. He says, "You've gone into my future to prepare the way, and in kindness you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past." That's a really big promise. So don't let the control damage of Satan send your faith into damage control. Stop running and let God sift through all your anxious cares, because in his kindness, he spares us from the harm of all our past mistakes. Because God is bigger. He is more than enough. And he's big enough to help you with your past mistakes and turn those wounds into scars. And I'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me today in this spacious room. I invite you to join me in my other rooms, my website, www.thebigvoiceonline.com, and my Big Voice YouTube channel. See you in the room next time.